Y'all Freak here, and welcome back to Otaku Puppy Podcast. I'm back this week with another anime OVA review for you guys. Hope everybody's doing well. Sorry I didn't get this up on Monday. I was debating whether or not to finish this OVA or not, and I decided on not finishing it. So, this recording is going to be up on a Tuesday instead. And, hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Hope you guys are having a great Monday and are having a great Tuesday also. And let's just jump right into it. The OVA up for discussion this week is Sword Art Online Extra Edition. Now first let me add, I'm a huge Sword Art Online fan. I'm one of those people that just loves everything SAO. Minus Gun Gale. We don't talk about Gun Gale Online. We don't acknowledge it. We don't treat it as it exists. I know there's a season 2. I will not be watching that. Gun Gale Online is its own terrible piece of trash that we do not acknowledge. If you enjoy it, that's great for you. That's awesome. Enjoy what you like. But for me, Gun Gale is just not high on my list. But everything else, Sword Art, 10 out of 10, I absolutely love. I am a huge Sword Art fan. So I was like, okay, extra edition. It was an hour and 41 minutes long. I'm like, okay, what? Why? First of all, why? Why is it an hour and 41 minutes long? This is crazy. It's not a movie. It's just an anime special. So, okay. Okay. That was kind of a drawback, but I'm like, okay, cool. There's a dub of it that I was going to watch, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll watch a dub. Then I was like, I'm a pro wrestling fan, so I was watching wrestling, AEW Revolution, which was a great pay-per-view. I was watching that, and I was like, okay, cool, I'll just watch it sub while I'm watching that, and I'll just, you know, read it. It can't be that bad. But essentially, there's just so many recaps in like the first 15 minutes that I just could not take it anymore. Will I finish it? Maybe. I'll probably watch a dub later on. But for sake of the review, I was just like, I can't do this anymore. It starts off with Kirito and his sister meeting up with Asuka. Is it Asuka or Asuka? I can't remember. Anyway, meeting up with his girlfriend from the game. I forget how to pronounce her name. Anyway, meeting up with her and two more of the other girls from the game as well. They're all meeting up. It's summer. They're going to the pools. He's kind of hanging out and whatnot. But Kirito, he can't make it. He's kind of got to go back. He's still being questioned about the game and kind of being questioned by the government and like, why is this your statement? Is you sure this is how it happened? All that stuff. So that was fine. But then we start getting like where there's shots of the girls at the pool and it's kind of having fun doing. If you've seen any anime beach episode, that's what this is. It's just them hanging out, beach episode and hot springs. If you've seen either anime with any of those episodes in it, that's what this is. There's them hanging out at the hot springs. There's, you know, fondling with each other because that's what they do. And all that good stuff. There's that. And then we cut back to Kirito explaining what happened in the game and like all this stuff. But it's just flashbacks of stuff we've already seen from, I believe, I want to say season 1 and season 2, but definitely season 1. And it's just like him explaining it and then going back and we get flashbacks. And it's more explaining and more flashbacks. And I'm just like, I'm 17 minutes into this thing and it's just flashbacks. And pool. Flashbacks and the pool. Flashbacks and the pool. What are we doing? Like, what is this? So, after about, like I said, 17, 18 minutes of this, I was just like, okay, I'm done. I'm tapping out. I cannot do this anymore. This is an hour and 41 minutes long. What are we doing? Because if I have to sit here and watch Kirito go back and forth with these flashbacks, this isn't gonna work. So, yeah. I dropped it right around the second flashback, which was when some of the other players called him out for being a beta tester, And he was like, "No, I'm not a beta tester because beta testers wouldn't know how to do this, and they were amateurs, and they don't know how to even level up. And I'm superior to that. I'm past that." And he kind of showed off his skills. That's where I stopped at. So yeah. Have you watched Extra Edition? If you have, let me know if I'm missing anything by not watching it or not finishing it. Should I finish it? I probably will, but I'm not exactly sure. Winging again, it's dubbed, so maybe this weekend I'll throw it on and check it out. It's dubbed, that's fine. I just wasn't feeling it at the time. I had to take a break from it, step back from it. But yeah, that's pretty much my discussion slash rant on my review, or my review slash rant on Sword Art Online Extra Edition. Are you an SAO fan? Let me know if you are. Have you seen Extra Edition? If you have, what am I missing? And should I finish watching it? Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. Yeah, don't forget to check out the links in below. I'll be back next week with another anime news hour for you guys. Don't forget to check out, excuse me, all the links below. Podcast stuff is there. I also have a podcast where I read short stories. That is over on Podbean at Reading with El Otaku. I also have a YouTube channel with called Reading with Nataku, where I make AI short stories, because why not? So that's the thing. Also, if you want to check those out, yeah, don't forget, you can hit support button if you like. If you do, leave me a voice message thingy, let me know that you did, and then leave me an anime to review, whether it be good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. Just make sure it is 26 episodes or less, dubbed or subbed is perfectly fine. And if it's not on, and I'm open to watching it anywhere. I don't care where. My pirate ship goes everywhere, so that is fine with me. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. So until next time, Maho out.